So this afternoon,
今天下午
praise the Lord, we are here.
感谢主，我们还在这里。
We have what we call the workshop portion of this perfecting training.
我们今天下午有一个特别的时段。
If you have the packet, you can look at your schedule. We have a few changes.
如果你有纲要的话，你可以看你们的那个时间表，我们有几点改正。
So the first portion of the workshop, there will be some testimonies and some sharing related to the preaching of the gospel, and you see the points, the sub-points under there.
先我们会有一点关于这个传福音的你可以看到这个你下面有几个小点。
Amen. So for the point B, the portion related to using social media for building the proper relationship with people, we will not share that this afternoon. We will share that as part of tonight's message.
那第二点就是关于如何用社交媒体、社群媒体来和人建立关系。那今天下午我们不会讲到这里，我们会把它加到今晚上的信息里面。
So the first session for the workshop will end at 3:30.
那第一个就是我们会三点半就结束。
And then we will take a break until 3:50.
那我们会有个休息，然后一直到三点五十。
And then we will come back here where we will give you instructions for our group time, that will start at from 4:00 to 5:00.
然后我们回来就会开始四点钟开始，有四点到五点有我们这个小组时间。
This is where you will be in your groups, and we will give you the instructions for that.
然后这个就是你的小组里面，我们会到时候会给大家一些指引。
For session 3, it will start at 5 p.m.
然后第三堂我们会大概从五点钟开始。
We will all come back together here in the main meeting place at 5 p.m.
然后我们大家都会回到这里来，五点钟的时候。
We are very encouraged by a lot of your testimonies, your declarations, and your consecrations.
那你们的见证，你们的这些你们的宣告，你们都会很激励我们，你的奉献。
But we feel that for some of you who have not had the opportunity to share,
如果你们当中还有谁还没有分享，
this is an opportunity for everyone to share.
那这个时段呢，就是大家都来分享的时候。
So everyone will share.
每个人都会分享。
Amen. So we will start with the first portion, the preaching the gospel. I believe there are some saints who are going to testify concerning the living of the preaching gospel in a weekly or daily life living.
那第一段会有一些圣徒们会分享关于这个福音的生活，就甚至每周甚至每天传福音的生活。
So who are the saints?
Amen.
Okay. 感谢赞美主。感谢主，你先来吗？阿门。感谢赞美主，使我们蒙了怜悯，能看见神在全地的计划正在加紧加速的实现。
Weakening his accomplishing his plan。
也让我们这些软弱的肢体对他越来越强的呼召有了越来越多的回应。
So that, the weaker, weak vessels as we are can have more and more strong responses to his calling.
Amen. 我主要分享两点。
I have 2 points.
第一是我们周一到周五中午的三人祷告成了我们自己的拯救。
So first, the lunch prayer time from Monday to Friday becomes our own salvation.
可以见证我们祷告完后我们就经历了属灵的洗澡点活复苏和重新得力。
Amen. We can testify that after prayer we experience the spiritual bath and refreshments.
因为在祷告中我们把我们早晨所经历的还有把我们上午所 这个吸收的，然后我们在这里彼此永留，彼此供应。
Let's do this prayer. What we have gained in the morning, what we have absorbed in the morning, we share with one another.
也彼此激励，彼此连接和彼此建造。
And we also encourage one another and connect with one another and build with one another.
而且因着这样的释放和喜乐，我们就真实的有一个负担，愿意在全地及我们身边兴起更多这样的祷告小组。
So because of such a renewed, such a joy, now we're willing to have more prayer groups around us.
也让更多的人可以受益。
Now more people may benefit from this.
所以在一个多月前，我们就接受这个负担，为着这个祷告而祷告。
So about a month ago, we have this burden to pray for this prayer.
主是信实的。
The Lord is faithful.
在两个星期之前，我们看到在我们的中文的圣徒的小组就兴起了两个活力家的配搭。
So, two weeks ago, we see that two vital families have been raised up around the Chinese-speaking center.
还有五六个祷告小组。
And also around five to six prayer groups.
但我们心里是要清醒。
Now we need to be alert.
神是要借着这个祷告，他这是个凭借，达到一个目的。
The Lord has to use this prayer. This is His means, His way.
就是一个团体的建造。
To gain a corporate building.
第二呢，我在想分享就是，我们若要坚定持续，且保守我们这个祷告的新鲜有活力。
So the second point is, we have to keep in this praying to be vital.
我们需要其他各项操练的实行。
We need other practice exercises also.
需要每天养成拾取玛拿的习惯。
Like daily gaining a manna.
我们这个有一个祭司姊妹团，我们有一年一遍的读经。
We have a priest sister group that we practice go over the Bible every year.
还有生命读经一天一篇。
And one Bible life study a day.
我们现在是在读到出埃及记167篇，我们快出埃及了。
So now we are on 160, the message 167 of Exodus. So we almost Exodus.
还有我们的晨兴，还有一天三节的背经。
And also our morning Bible, and also to memorize 3 verses per day.
还有一天，我们中午祷告完之后，我会带着我的最小的女儿滋滋，我就去分发这个，在车站去分发这个福音单张。
So one day after our lunch prayer time, I went out with my youngest daughter to give out gospel tracts in the stations.
我不光自己被圣灵充满。
Not only I am filled with the Holy Spirit.
我也真的是真的是借着这个机会牧养到我的孩子。
But also this is an opportunity for me to shepherd my children.
他在虽然他听不太懂，但是他潜移默化的在接受这个喂养。
Even though she probably won't understand what I'm saying, but she's also fed.
有一次我真的是走到那个路口，是早上的时间，因为我们通常是中午祷告完，我带他出去。
So, one time in the morning, we come to a crossroad.
然后呢？我就在通常我们要是中午要是发福音单张是走另外一条路，我就在那个路口就有点犹豫。
So normally, in the lunchtime when we went out to give the gospel tracts, we will take one way, one direction. So that day I was hesitating there.
我说主啊，我就问我女儿，我说我们要去发福音单张吗
？So that time I asked my daughter, I said, should we go out and?I give the gospel tracts.
他说要的。
She said yes.
所以我就再去车站，我就发了福音单张。
So I give out gospel tracts on my way to the station.
我就发现主是可以利用每一个机会来扩充我们的度量。
So I really realized the Lord can use every opportunity to expand our measure.
我觉得这每一项的操练。
So all those practices, exercises,
都是一个凭借
is a way.
对，让我们在被建造中建造
So that we can be built up.
在成全中被成全
being perfected.
目的只有一个，就是配合神完成他的计划
So the only purpose is that we can cooperate with God for the fulfilling of His plan.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主，感谢主怜悯，使我们能够圣别时间一同来到主的面前，操练团体神人的祷告生活。我们基督徒的生活应该是祷告与主配合的生活。我们。
So thank you, Lord. We can have this opportunity to have a prayer and coordinate living together.
Amen. 我们很享受这同心合意的祷告。
We really enjoy this prayer in one accord.
Amen. 借着祷告与主之间的交通往来，这使我们的心思也得以更新变化。
So our in this prayer and also this fellowship with the Lord, our mind we're renewed.
Amen. 也是借着这个流通，我们与主之间有着更加亲密、更深的关系。
Through this flow, we also have a deeper and more intimate relationship with the Lord.
Amen. 借着这样的调和与主的灵相调和，更加多而多的享受膏油不断的涂抹。
So in this mingling, we also more and more enjoy this anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. 是每次祷告之后，我们便会与主一同出去分发福音单张。
So every time.After a prayer, we would go out with the Lord together to give out the gospel tracts.
Amen. 感谢主给我们看见这宝贝的负担。
So thanks to the Lord that we see this precious burden.
Amen. 在帐幕前连接的柱子是传福音的。
So the branch should be preaching the gospel.
Amen. 我们应该有随时传福音的灵。
We also should have a spirit to be ready to preach the gospel anytime.
Amen. 我们要做与神与人之间的连结。
It should be the connection between God and man.
Amen. 我们愿意祷告配合主在这里的行动。
We are willing to pray to cooperate with God's move here.
Amen. 我们要将福音做成生活。
We want to make the preaching the gospel our daily living.
Amen. 你的日子如何，力量也如何。Amen.
As it is, so is also our strength.
Amen. 对，在同心合意传福音的事上，我有三个点是最摸折的。
I have three points to share upon the preaching the gospel in one accord.
Amen. 第一点是需要个人与主有更多情深的关系。
The first, we have to have a personal, intimate relationship with the Lord.
借着圣灵应时的说话，这一段时间自从跟主有这个情深的关系以来，一直借着透彻的认罪悔改，得以这个人得以能够更深的与神进一步的和好。
Through his timely speaking, I was the past time I can have a thorough repentance to the Lord that I can have a more and deeper personal relationship with Him.
Amen.第二点就是需要有同伴。
The second is that we need to have companions.
借着祷告，非常感谢主的怜悯，赐给我两位宝贵忠信的征战伙伴。
Amen.
So through prayer, the Lord gave me two precious and faithful companions to fight the battle together.
Amen. 从今年二月底开始，每周一到周五，每天中午我们就来在一起，有坚定持续的祷告。
Amen.
So.Starting from the end of February this year, every noon from Monday to Friday, we came together to pray.
然后借着这同心合意的祷告，是带进了更多神的恩典，也能够一同同心合意的传福音，一同牧养。
Through this prayer in one accord, the Lord gave us much grace, and also in this one accord, we can go out to preach the gospel and shepherd.
第三个点是需要多而又多的祷告。
The third point is to have more and more prayer.
借着这个祷告使我们得释放，祷告也使我们得以被建造。
Prayer releases us, and also prayer builds us up.
我们越祷告就越觉得我们需要神，然后越祷告就觉得我们需要同伴。
The more we pray, the more we realize that we need God. The more we pray, the more we realize.That we need one another.
Amen. 越祷告就越觉得我们这些束板需要这个有足够的筋来包裹我们，然后使我们。
The more we pray, the more we realize this standing boards need to be overlaid with gold more.
们使我们能够在衣里被横过，然后能够得以站立起来。
So that we can be crossed in the one accord, and also that we can stand.
就像以弗所三章二十节里面讲到的
Just like in Ephesians 3:20
神能照着运行在我们里面的大能。
God can operate according to the operation He operates in us.
极其超越的成就一切，远超过我们的所求所想。阿门。
To accomplish what we have sought and asked.
阿门。
The Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
圣经说你的财宝在哪里，你的心就必在哪里。
So last year, we went for a trip to Gaspé.
去年我们去了这个 Gaspé, 有一个行程，有一个旅程。
And the announcement was sightseeing and Bible distributions, but I only heard Bible distribution.
原本这个行程的计划是要去我们要去有点旅游然后发圣经但是我只听到要去发送圣经
They also said how much a triple cost I didn't hear that
这个他也说到这个有相当程度的花费但是我没有听到这件事情
So my heart was to give out Bibles
所以我的心愿是要去分发圣经
And Martin's little boy comes early morning to me
所以这个 Martin 弟兄早就是有一天很早就来到这
个。What's your aim today? How many?
你今天的目标是多少？要发多少圣经
？I said 10.
我说十本。
And then later he came checking. Are you already at 10?
然后他后来就回来问我说：“哎，你已经发了十本圣经了吗
？”Then finally said, "Yeah, now I am at 10."
然后我就说我已经有发了十本了。
Then you ask me again, what's your next budget?
所以你下一个目标，下一个预算是什么呢
？Now it's 20.
那我就说就是20本圣经。
And that little boy came all day long checking, where are you?
然后那个人就一直那一整天就是在一直在问说你在哪里？
But by that grace and burden, I came up to 25 that day.
借着主的恩典和他从他来负担那一天，我就分发了25本的圣经。
So where your heart is, there is your treasure.
所以你的心在哪里，你的财宝就必在哪里。
When I was a young man, just married my wife. When I married my wife,
我当我与我的姊妹结婚的时候
，I did not read the Bible.
我们并没有读圣经。
I only want money.
我只想要赚钱。
But finally, the Lord took all our money away.
但是主呢就把所有的我的财富都拿走。
Deliver me from the love of money.
然后呢就把我从这个财富给拯救出来了。
So I'm thankful that the Lord was faithful to take it away.
我很感谢主，他是信实的把这些东西都拿走。
So we went to the middle age training again.
然后我们去参加壮年班的训练。
Then our call was to serve in Arcadia.
So, 所以我们的负担就是要在 Arcadia 这个地方来服事。
Among 200 Chinese-speaking saints.
这是在那地有200位的讲中文的圣徒。
And they had already young people having their own table.
在那边有青年人已经有他们的波饼聚会了。
But their parents just could not bridge over to English. Parents just could not bridge over.
但是这个小孩子
bridge over to the English meeting.
父母们没有办法去和他们在一起，这个跨越到这个他们跟他们一起聚会。
But our situation was we had only German school.
我们的情况是在那里只有德文的学校。
And my wife had the vision, or church like will not be.
就是我的姊妹有这样的负担，就是我们的教会生活应该不只是只有讲德文。
So she refused to read German.
所以她不愿意这个读德文。
Took life study reading as a school.
在
life, she took life study reading as her school.
所以她用这个读这个生命读经来作为她的学习。
Well, now we're here again.
我们现在又在这里了。
Hoping that the Chinese speaking eventually would have a vision.
我们希望这个华语的圣徒也是有这样的
This country is not Chinese.
这个国家不是讲华语的。
This country is English.
这个国家是讲英文的。
I'm now 67.
我现在67岁了。
I still want to learn French.
我仍然想要学法语。
I will not never be perfect.
我不会成为完美的。
But having a heart.
但是我有这样的心愿。
It really helps.
这是很有帮助的。
But still I'm struggling with my heavy tongue.
但是我还是因为我有很重的这个口音。
But having a burden to do Bible distribution.
但是我有负担去发送圣经。
I can very easily contact people, approach people, and then get guided to my son.
就是我很容易能够接触人，然后与他们交通，然后视他们为自己的孩子。
I'm not a complete person.
我不是一个完美的人。
But if others strengthen me, I can function.
借着其他人的加强，我就能够尽我这份的功用。
So I will encourage all of us.
所以我要鼓励我们每一位。
Walk away from your culture.
就是要脱离我们自己的文化。
Why to walk away from what you are?
脱离我们这个所示的光景。
In the country or in the city where you are, learn that language.
在这个城市或在这个国家，就需要学习这个国家的语言。
Because the Lord says, "Go."
因为主说你要去。
And all persons say no. Right? Or no, what did he say?
那我们要说什么呢？我们不应该说不，我们应该。
The Lord says, "Go," and I say no.
如果主说去，然后我们说不。
Do we want to meet the Lord in that with that sentence? No.
我们要这样的用这样的话来跟主回答吗？我们要说不吗
？When the Lord says go, it simply means go.
当主说去的时候，他意思就是要你去。
Lord, grant us all such a heart.
主啊，给我们这样的心愿，使我们能够奉献我们自己。
For last year, I have been working here in the meeting hall.
去年我在这个会所里面做这个工程。
And often I have to confess.I'm going home, but have not prayed for giving away a Bible.
所以这个回家的时候，我就向主悔改，就是我今天还没有把圣经分发出去。
I deeply regret and repent. I did not pray.
我就向主深深的悔改，说我并没有祷告。
I had 8 hours working, but I did not pray.
我在这里做了8小时的工，但是我并没有祷告。
Then I concentrate my next day to prayer.
所以我就再次的奉献那天要向主祷告。
And then again, the Lord blesses for giving away.
然后感谢主，主就继续的祝福，使我能够与他配合。
My experience in preaching the gospel is like it says in Ezekiel 1:19.
我在传福音的事上的经历，就像以西结书1:9所说的。
And the living creatures went, the wheels went with them.
这个当活物在往前的时候，这个轮子就与他们一同的往前。
The wheels signify the Lord.
这个轮子就表征基督。
The day before yesterday, I met a lady and offered her a tract.
前天我遇到了一个女士，然后我给她一个福音单张。
Her first response was, "No, I'm a Christian."
她说：“不，我已经是一个基督徒了。”
But then the next response of okay, and I told her that's wonderful.
我跟她说那很好。
And then as we went on, she asked me if I am saved.
然后我们在继续交谈的时候，她就问我说你得救了吗
？So I told her my experience. I was saved.
对，我就跟她说了我的经历，说我是得救的。
Then she gladly took a tract.
然后她就很开心的接受了那个福音单张。
I showed her she could here's an offer for a free study Bible.
我就说有这个可以给你一本免费的圣经。
But then we were close to her house. I said, "Oh, okay, if you've come to my house, I can give you it right now."
然后因为我们在那时候离我家很近，我就说你如果能够来我家，我就可以直接现在就给你这本圣经。
And as we looked at the footnotes, she really wanted.
当她看到这个圣经的注解的时候，她就非常想要这本圣经。
Then she asked for another one for her friend.
所以他就想要再拿一本为着他的朋友。
So then she went no deeper if we what we believe because she said many people say Jesus, Jesus.
对，当他这样更深入的时候，更深入的了解的时候，他就说很多人说，耶稣就是耶稣。
But then eventually they get to know that's it.
然后，但是最终他们会说，那其实也就是这样而已了。
So then she wants to know, do you believe in the three in one?
所以他就说，他想要了解你们是不是这个相信三一神。
And so yes, we do. We believe in the triune God.
对，我就说我们是相信三一神。
So we had sweet fellowship.
我们有了甜美的交通。
And then she want me to call her for the home meeting.
哦，所以他就希望我能够打电话给他，来邀他参加这个家庭的聚会。
So I just experienced what it says in Ezekiel 1:19.
哦，我很这个摸索我们所经历的，就是以西结书一章十九节。
The Lord gave me the boldness, and He went with me.
感谢主，他给我这样的这样的负担，然后他也与我一同的往前。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Dennis just asked me to share something about campus just now, so it's not prepared, but as you know, the Lord has to move, the Lord has to come back.If you look at every generation, who did the Lord call from the Old Testament to the New Testament?
你看到这个就是generation 就是已过的这个主是在他从旧约转到新约的时候，他呼召的是谁？
从旧约到新约。
从旧约到新约。
Okay, he called the young people.
他呼召的是年轻人。
Right? I mean.For the Lord's move, the Lord called Daniel and his friends. They're young people.
那主行动的时候，他呼召了但以理和他的朋友，他们是年轻人那个时候。
Even he created Adam.
他创造亚当的时候。
Do you think he created an old man?
他创造的是一个老人吗
？No. Yeah, Adam was a new was an old creation, something new, young.
但是亚当虽然是在旧造里，但是他是新的，他是。
If you look at the Lord's move throughout the generation, every generation, the Lord is calling young people.
你看到主在每一代的行动，他都是来呼召的是年轻人。
In mainland China, Brother Lee says,
在
the Lord's recovery was quite strong. Either you're gained by the Lord's recovery or you're gained by the others. I don't see.
那倪弟兄在大陆的时候，他说主的恢复是很强的。那个时候。他说：“你要么被主的恢复得着，要么你就会被这个仇敌得着，
被别人得着。
别人。
Okay, so basically, you have to see the burden for the campus work because he asked me to share about the campus.、
Right? 所以第一点就是我们要看到这个校园工作的负担到底是什么，因为弟兄让我分享关于这个校园工作。
I think a lot of our you look at Brother Lee when he went to.Went to Taiwan.
当李弟兄去台湾的时候
，And when he came to the U.S. in 1962, in the 60s.
他一九六二年来到美国的时候
，And you know, he gained a group of young people.
他都是得着一群的年轻人。
From the college campuses.
从大专的校园里面。
Like Benson, Philip.
像Benson Philip 弟兄。
Ron.
Ron 弟兄。
Mineral.
陈实弟兄。
They're not. Okay, you look at them.All with gray hair. You know?
那现在你看他们可能都是头发都已经快发白
了。No. I mean, when the Lord gained them, actually, they were either mineral 16.
就是，但是当主得着他们的时候，你知道陈实弟兄当时是十六岁。
I was gained by the Lord when I was 16. I consecrated myself to the Lord.
我也是。
At the age of 16.
我也是十六岁的时候就被主得着，向主奉献。
So those are the best time, best age for the Lord to gain people.
那就是这个时候是其实是主得着人的最好的时机。
Okay, so college campuses, Okay, you say freshman to senior. Who would you say has more, is more valuable?
你说大一到大四的，你要说这个当中谁最有价值？
Freshman, of course.
我当时大一的新生。
Okay, look, brother, come up. Okay, you come up. And look at him and... I'm sorry. We're in the same category. Okay. On a college campus.
大专校园里面。
You stand there. Ah, who would you gain?
这个三个当中你要得谁?
I'm sorry. He looks younger. Although he's older, I know. He may be a freshman, just off of high school, right?
那我看起来就像一个高中毕业的学生一样。
I look at him. Is he a professor?
我看着他就感觉像个教授。
Oh, look at me. Am I a bodyguard? A security guy.
看起来像一个保安。
Okay, thank you.
谢谢。
So you got it, okay? So the Lord has to work with young people. And where are the young people from?
那主必须要在年轻人身上的做工。
You know, in Montreal has the highest percentage of college students in North America.
那其实在蒙特利尔这个城市，它的大学生比例应该是全北美最高的。
I think 200,000.
大概二十万的。
200,000 college students in this small island.
在这个小小的岛上，大概有二十万的大专学生。
More concentration than Boston.
这个密度甚至比波士顿还高。
Remember we invited Tim C and Minoru here.
上次我们邀请这个 Tim C 弟兄和陈氏弟兄来这里的时候
and he says like have four Austins here in Montreal.
他说这个蒙特利尔相当于是有四个德州的那个奥斯林一样。
And that's not including the CJEP.
还不包含这个 CJEP 的学生。
How many CJEP students would you say they're here?
你得要说这个地方有大概有多少的 CJEP 学生呢？算一下。
Another 100,000. So just go to the metro.
所以说你去看这个，你要去这个地铁的话。
All the young people are there.
所有的年轻人都在那里。
So, I'm sorry. In GTCA, in GTCA.
我们要说这个 GTCA。
福音化、真理化、教会化、北美的这个行动。GTCA, okay. In GTCA, okay. We gave a point system.
我们有一个评分系统。
Okay. If I contacted this person.
如果我接触这个人
，He is a college student.
我是一个大学生，大专生。
How many points do I give him?
我给他多少分
？Okay, two.
两分。
If it's an older person,
如果是一个老一点的
，How many points we give him?
我给他多少分？零整。
Zero. Zero point five. I'm sorry to say that because I'm talking about college. Okay. But if I see a mother, mom.
如果我看到一个母亲呢
？With kids, how many points?
还带着孩子。
Three, at least three.
至少给他三分。
More than a student, okay.
You, 比一个学生还多。
Okay, why? Because okay.
为什么呢
？I bet it's okay. We have a lot of school will be here. Okay, summer. Okay, let me tell Ontario. Ontario has 700,000 college students.
所以，然后跟你说，这个安大略省大概有七十万的大专生。
20 universities, 20 colleges.
二十个综合性大学，二十个大学。
And we have 20 on campus.
我们现在大概只有二十个学生在校园。
No, 20 campus.
两个校，二十个学员。
140 college students.
然后十四万的学生。
70 are taken care of. We're taking over 70.
我们大概现在照顾大概有七十位。
I think in Eastern Canada.
在整个东加拿大。
Would you say we have how many? 200?On the list, at least.
我们的名单上大概就是只有200
college students.
200位大学生在名单。
Half 100 active. 100 are active. That means in the church life.
这个100位大概是在教会生活里面是。
Ottawa.
活跃的。
You have 8 students.
渥太华你有到八位学生。
If in the incoming freshman time in the 2 weeks.
如果说在接下来的两周。
One.We'll contact another person. How many would you have?
一个人再接触另外一个人。
16.
你有16位。
We have 100 college students. In 1 year, we contact one person. How many do we have?
如果100位学生每一年就得接触一个。
Okay. Basically, I better stop because I know my time is up. But I want to draw something here.
我不会占用太久的时间。
is that we have a four-year college plan.
我们有4年的大学时间。
For all the college students, you're here. I know some of you are sitting here.
我们对所有大学生都有4年的一个计划。
You need to prepare you to go to FTTA.
你要准备自己去这个全时间训练。
So that means you need to read 11 ministry books in 4 years.
意思说在4年的时间里面你要读
You need to read through. We're planning to. You should read through the Bible at least once a year.
至少一年内要把整个圣经读一遍。
You should beat those three sisters there.
你需要打败这个刚才的三位姊妹。
Those three sisters are reading, but one the whole Bible once a year.
那三位姊妹一年读一遍圣经。
We're young men. We're young people, right?
我们比他更年轻。
We need to be constituted with the truth.
我们需要被真理构成。
But yet, what I want to share the burden. We can't have, okay, what I'm saying here,
我的负担在这里是,
there's a key to all of this.
我们有一个关键点就是,
we have
我们需要有,
all the new ones that we have.
我们所有的新人,
everything we have, we can have.
我们可以有青少年, 中文,
there's no Chinese here.
What's CH?
College.
College. Children, 儿童,大专生, 青年在此圣徒,
working saints, right? Older saints. Whatever you have. You have new ones.
然后你有新人,
what is the lifeline of the God-ordained way?
那神命令之路的生命线在哪里呢?
The Lord is pouring down the blessing on all these areas. Oh, I mean, you're talking about
各方面都祝福的话,
but for God's building,
为着神的建造,
relationships,
我们需要有各种关系,
but the key is the homes.
但是关键点是家。
You see it. My burden is for college. But you see? But actually, what is holding the whole God-ordained way together, the lifeline, the life pulse,
is the home.
So if you want to participate in all these, you need to what? Consecrate yourself to open your home.
你需要奉献自己开你的家。
Even a new one.
甚至新人,
I know there are a lot of working saints.
我知道有很多的公在职圣徒,
you know, you say some are retired.
或者是已经退休的,
don't you have a place to live?
难道你没有住的地方吗?
If you have a place, even a brother's house, I can't say that.
我们的弟兄之家, 只要你有地方住,
yeah, but make it clean. It's okay. It's not clean, it's okay. Just
打扫干净也还是可以的。
不干不净也可以。 干干净净也更好 okay. Alright, doesn't matter as long as you're home. What's good is you have home with children, home with young people. Actually, college students love kids.
只要有家就好, 就你,
Sister Meg, don't you love kids?
就是大专生其实很喜欢小孩的,
not every day, right? Not every day, but sometimes. But they love the kids, older
people. But
what connects the whole thing is
the home.
So anyway, I better stop here.
Dennis,
I don't know if that's good enough. We're going to have a lot of activities,
gospel
outreach, a lot of things are going on.
很多事情都在进行,
but where's the net?
但是这个网在哪里呢?
Where is the holding the cup? Remember the miracle pouring the oil.
记得这个倒油的这个神迹。
Unless we have enough cups, we cannot hold all the blessings.
除非我们有够多的这个器皿, 我们就不能盛装这些祝福。
I stop here. So burden is for college students. Yes, the Lord needs the young man.
这个,
for our children, young people, college,
大专生,
working saints.
我们他主需要这个大专生, 但是,
but the Lord needs your home.
但是主需要你的家,
regardless of language.
不管你是什么语言,
okay. Because in a home, I don't care. Don't you, in a home, do your kids always speak Chinese with you now?
你在家里面还, 小孩子常常跟你们,
I think they're speaking
还是讲英文吗?
French to you.
我觉得他们开始慢, 他们跟你讲话语了。
Okay, so in the home, I don't care what my children speaks.
在家里面我不担心我小孩说什么。 但是我爱他们。
So all of them because there's love. Then you can retain the college students.
你就可以留下来这些大学生。
Amen. So I think we're all encouraged that we need every home to be open.
我们非常受鼓励，说我们每个家都应该打开。
This week we fellowshiped that the lack of our fruitfulness is because our homes are not prepared enough.
另外我们觉得我们没有得果子，是因为我们还没有预备好，我们的家没有打开。
Every year we have thousands of fish swimming into the campus.
每一年我们有很多这个鱼游到来这个校园。
But where are the vessels to contain them?
但是我们并没有器皿可以把它们留住。
So in the college work we'll continue, you know, especially during orientation, we'll go out and preach the gospel.
就是再来的这些的新的学期，我们想要出去来传福音。
We cannot stop from going out.
我们不可能停止不出去。
Because the Lord just said, go.
因为主说去。
So, Brother Lee says, we need to spend all our energy on gaining the freshman students.
所以李弟兄说，我们要花我们所有的精力来得着这些新生。
So starting next weekend, thousands of students are arriving here in Montreal.
所以从下个礼拜开始，有上万的学生会来到 Montreal 这里。
Seriously, thousands of students.
所以有上万的学生。
3,000 at McGill.
McGill 有三千。
Several thousand at Concordia.
另外Concordia 有几千个。
So obviously there's way too many students.
所以我们可以看到说会有很多学生。
Don't you think the Lord has some that he has chosen and predestinated to be in the church life?
你不觉得神其实有在这里面有拣选的一些学生要让他们来到教会生活吗？
So for a consecration to go out and preach the gospel,
为就说我们的奉献想要出去传福音。
We're asking you for 2 weeks.
我们就盼望你们有两个礼拜的时间。
At least the 2 weeks of beginning of school, we focus on the college labor.
最起码就是在这两个礼拜这个新学期的时候，可以去到校园传福音。
Because 80% of the students that we gain on campus happen during that time.
就是说有80%的学生，我们可以得着他们的，就是在这个校园刚开始的时候。
So this year, we're going to have many mobile stations of BFC outlets for the gospel.
所以今年呢，我们就打算有一些新的，就是说可以移动的福音摊位。
And this makes us different from every Christian group out there.
这个就把我们跟其他的这些基督徒的团体分别出来。
Because we have the interpreted truth in our hand.
因为在我们手上有这个解开的话。
Brother Lee says the first gospel we should preach is the triune God.
李弟兄说我们应该传的第一个福音就是三一神。
Christians have heard about, you know, shallow truths for many years.
这些的基督徒可能他们有得着这些的真理，但是其实都很空的。
But the deeper truths are only found in the Lord's recovery.
但是这些比较深的真理是在这个主的恢复里面可以找得到的。
So this year we're going to focus on giving out the Bible to every student we meet.
所以今年我们想要把这个圣经发给每一个学生。
So instead of Bibles for Canada, it's going to be Bibles for McGill.
所以我们想要有一个团体，就是圣经为了 McGill 大学。
Bibles for Concordia.
圣经为了 Concordia.
We are the ones that are supplying the riches to all the Christians.
我们想要把这些丰富都分给这些学生。
Nobody else gives away the Bible for free.
因为没有人把圣经免费的送出去。
So I don't care who gets the Bible.
我们不担心说谁会拿到这个圣经。
We're just here to give the riches to them.
我们只是想把这些丰富送给他们。
Your Christian club needs the truth.
如果你的团体需要这些真理，
we got the Bible for you.
我们可以给你这个圣经。
The truth is what we need on the campuses.
就是说真理是我们在校园里面所需要的。
I know the brother has touched another point very slightly. He said there's no Chinese.
所以这里弟兄说在这个图里面没有中国人。
There's no English.
也没有讲英文的。
There's no French.
也没有讲法文的。
If you think you're Chinese,
如果你觉得你是中国人,
then you're wrong.
你是错的。
Because what I see here is just a whole bunch of loving brothers and sisters.
因为我在这里所看到的只有一群爱, 爱主的弟兄姊妹。
When you preach a gospel,
当你传福音的时候,
the only person that sees someone as being Chinese is yourself.
你自己去看你自己的中国人是你自己而已。
You get my point?
你懂我的点吗?
If you think you're Chinese,
如果你觉得你是中国人,
then you're Chinese.
那你就是中国人。
If you think you're a God man,
如果你觉得你是神人,
then you're a God man.
那你就是神人。
Forget what you look like.
不要去想你是什么人。
You know, if I went out and I looked in the mirror and I looked at myself and said, oh, this is what I look like.
这是我对着镜子说, 哦, 这是我长得是这样的。
I wouldn't go out and preach the gospel, scare people.
我只是出去传福音去, 为人有负担。
The point is, it's not what you look like.
重点不是说你长得怎么样。
It's exactly what Dennis said.
就像 Dennis 弟兄分享的。
It's the truth that you give them.
我们是要把真理传给人。
You know, the Lord Jesus wasn't the blonde hair, blue eyes, really nice, muscular, 6'3".
所以主耶稣不是长头发、蓝眼睛、很高的六尺的一个人。
He was actually maybe even ugly.He was even ugly.
哦，他是不俊美的。
He was very ordinary, actually less than ordinary. Say calmly.
他甚至长得不长得丑。
He wasn't attractive.
他不是很吸引人的，他的外观不吸引人。
But thousands of people followed him.
但是有成千上万的人跟随他。
Trust me, everyone here is much more beautiful than the Lord looked like.
我相信在座的每一位可能都比我们的主耶稣俊美。
So forget what you look like.
所以忘记你的长相。
Just go out and preach the gospel.
就是只需要出去传福音。
And don't judge.
然后不要有这个的观点。
He has a tattoo. He doesn't really have a tattoo.
他有这个纹身。
He has orange hair.
他有橘色的头发。
He has 20 earrings.
他有很多的耳环。
You know what? You go talk to him.
你跟他说话。
He will be touched.
他可能会被摸着。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么吗?
Because nobody talks to him.
因为没有人向他说话。
And you know the brothers that were gained?
你知道我们得着的弟兄?
My brother Lee?
李弟兄得着的。
They had shorts on.
他们是嬉皮。他们
穿短裤。They had long hair.
他们有长头发。
They had sandals.
然后穿的拖鞋。
You know, when I was gained, when I came into the church life,
我得救的时候，我来到教会生活。
I used to bike.
我很喜欢骑脚踏车。
I mean bicycle.
就是骑脚踏车。
And I used to come to the meeting.
我来到聚会。
With my bicycle on my shoulder.
还有扛着我的脚踏车。
With my helmet.
还有我的头盔。
I was a lot skinnier.
那时候我比较瘦。
And in spandex.
然后他穿的这个紧身衣。
You know bike shorts?
你知道这紧骑脚踏紧身衣吗
？I would sit in the front row seat.
然后我坐在第一排。
My bike was in the back.
然后我的脚踏车在后面。
Imagine that.
你可以想象吗
？And I would walk my shoes. It will click, 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 click.
然后我穿的那个脚踏车的鞋子，然后这样走。
That's how I came to the Lord's table.
我就是这样来到主日。
You can ask some of the saints that have been here for a long time when they met me.
你可以问这些在这里很久的弟兄，他们都可以
见证。You can ask my wife.
你可以问我的姊妹。
She could tell you.
她可以告诉你。
I would, you would have seen me and go on the bicycle. Whoosh.
然后你会看到我骑着脚踏车这样经过。
He doesn't need the gospel.
他可能不需要福音。
I don't need to talk to him.
我不需要向他说话。
But in my heart, I was seeking.
但是在我的心里面，我是寻求的。
And I came in when I was a college student.
然后我得救的时候，我是大专生。
So maybe now, brother David wouldn't come and preach the gospel to me.
或许现在 David 就不会向我传福音。
But surely, when I was.In college, he would have come and seen me.
但是我在大学的时候，他可能就会来向我传福音。
And then, look at today.
然后你看今天。
I'm in the church life.
我在教会生活里面。
And today, I'm enjoying the Lord.
我今天享受主。
With all of you.
还有跟着你们一起享受。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是很美吗
？Do not think any less of anyone.
不要去想，不要去论断。
And do not think less of yourself.
也不要论断自己。
So that means when you go on campus,
就是说你去到校园
preach the gospel to everyone.
就是向所有的人传福音。
Now I'm going to just do one last thing.
还有最后一个点。
Brother Alvin, come here.
Alvin 弟兄。
This brother.
这个弟兄。
He touched me very much during the trip in Gaspé.
就是我们去那个 Gaspé 的福音团，他很我很摸着。
He knows he doesn't speak English perfectly.
他知道他的英文不是很好。
And he surely doesn't speak French perfectly.
然后他是不会讲法文的。
But you know his heart.
但是你知道他的心
is for the Lord.
是为着主。
His heart is for people.
他的心是为着人。
And I saw him give out Bibles.
然后我看着他把这些圣经发出去。
And people took the Bible from him.
然后人这些人就向他拿了福音那个圣经。
They only spoke French.
他们只讲法文。
But they took it from this brother.
但是他们就向他拿着这个法文的圣经。
What's special about her brother?
他有什么特别呢？
Nothing.
一点都没有什么特别的。
Sorry, Alvin.
对不起。
Maybe you had blonde hair before. I don't know.
或许你是黄。
But today, just ordinary.
但是今天他是一个很普通的。
But he has one thing special.
但是他有特别的一点。
He has Christ in him.
他有基督在他里面。
That is what he gave.
然后他就把这个基督分赐出去。
And that is why people were attracted to him.
这是为什么人让。
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for my brother. Amen.
为着我们弟兄感谢主。Amen.
Can I share a little bit? Amen. Won't be too long.
Who's going to translate? Because I can't translate.
Okay. Joe. So we talk about the campus work.
讲到这个校园的工作。
So we know that each year we have been laboring a lot in the campus.
其实我们每年都在校园上面劳苦很多。
And we really think like these 2 years that the saints are more participating.
这已过了两年呢，圣徒也参与很多。
And we have seen that the saints are really burdened for the student that they will cook meals for them.
那圣徒们真的是对学生们很负担，甚至为他们做饭。
But as what we see that what David showed us that we need to have more homes that are open.
就像我们David弟兄给我们看到的一样，我们需要更多打开的家。
So we hope that maybe starting from this semester that we'll have more homes that are open for the student.
我们希望这个学期能够有更多的家向学生打开。
The first thing that we're asking is that you have this heart for the student.
第一点当然是说你要对这个学生有心。
And don't think too much. Don't think that my house is too far. There's a difficulty for the student to come.
不要想太多，不要觉得哦，我的家太远了，学生们来不方便。
And just like give this to the Lord. Go to pray to the Lord if you have this heart.
交给主，如果你有这个心的话，就向主祷告。
And just turn to the Lord and consecrate that to the Lord.
只是转向主，并且向主把这个事情奉献上。
Amen. That's why.
Amen.
So I'm going to be very, very brief because we're a little late.
短，我们
so the burden this afternoon in particular, if you haven't.Guessed it is related to our going on and our increase.
那今天下午的负担，如果你还不清楚的话，其实就是关于我们的往前和我们的繁增。
You heard the sharing from the brothers related to the work on the campus.
你听到弟兄们关于这个校园工作的分享。
So the focus for the next few weeks is particularly on the campus.
那接下来的两周，我们的焦点，我们的关注就是校园。
But besides these 2 weeks, we also have to focus on the increase.
那这两周以后呢，我们还是要回过头来看我们的繁增。
So when we are at times like this where we have an opportunity to gain some light in the truth.
那这个时候其实是我们从真理里面得一些亮光的时候机会。
We need to realize that this truth that we gain is for a particular purpose.
那我们所得的这些亮光其实是为着一个特殊的目的的。
The increase in of truth and life in us is particularly for the purpose of gaining the increase.
我们里面真理和光亮光的增长其实就是为了得着繁增。
Because we are not here for our own individual spirituality.
因为我们在这里不是为着我们个人的属灵。
We are here for the building up of the church.
我们的这里是为着教会的建造。
The house of God cannot be built without the proper materials.
神的家如果没有合适的材料是没有办法建造起来的。
But the first step is to gain the material itself.
那第一步所以说就是要得着这些材料。
For that, we need all of those.
那为着那个我们就需要所有的这些环节。
We need more college.
我们需要更多的大专生。
More working saints.
更多的在职圣徒。
More older saints.
更多的年长的圣徒。
What's the,
新人。
More new ones, praise the Lord.
这个是新人。
Right? The young people and the children will come along.
那接下来就我们就会有有青少年也会有儿童。
But our young people and children can also gain ones.
我甚至我们的青少年我们的儿童都可以得新人。
So when we are praying, when we are consecrating, we need to have this view in mind.
当我们祷告，当我们奉献的时候，里面必须有一个印象。
We need to have the view that we are here for the Lord's building up of His church.
我们要看到，我们在这里就是为着要主建造他的教会。
So we need to have this clear picture that we are here for the increase.
我们要清楚地看到，我们在这里就是为了要繁增。
So how will we increase?
我们如何繁增呢?
We need to have a plan.
我们需要有个计划。
We need to have a target.
我们需要有目标。
And your outline, it says that we have a 15% increase of the whole church every year.
那在纲要里面说，我们讲的说，我们教会每年要繁增15%。
But what does that mean?
意思是什么呢?
So today in Montreal, we have about 180 adults.
今天我们在蒙特利尔大概有180位的成年圣徒。
So 15% is...
27%? 15% 就是大概27位。
So we need 27 new ones every year.
每一年我们要得27位新人。
So what does that mean for each of us?
意思说对我们每个人来说是什么意思呢?
Right? That means for every four of you,
每四个人
or five,
或者五个人,
you have to gain one.
你要得一个。
We're not asking each individual person to gain one.
我们还没有说要每一个人去得一个。
Or you can look at it the other way.
或者你从另一个角度来看。
Each of you have to gain one every 4 or 5 years.
每一个人每四年或者五年要得一个新的。
Now, do you think that's possible?
你觉得那是不可能的吗?
Do you think you can gain a new one, a remaining fruit, every 4 or 5 years?
你觉得你每四年或者五年可以得一个长存的果子吗?
That's all.
就是这样了。
That's 15%.
这就是15%。
When I say 15%, it sounds like a really, whoa, that's hard.
你如果只是看到15%，你就觉得哦，好难。
But if I tell you one every 4 or 5 years,
如果告诉你每四年或者五年得一个
，you probably feel, whoa, that's not so bad.
你会觉得哦，松一口气。
I think I can do that.
我觉得我还可以呢。
Amen.
Amen.
Then we need to consecrate.
然后我们需要奉献。
And then we need to labor.
我们也需要劳苦。
Amen.
Amen.
Let me read you for something, and then we'll wrap up this session here.
我给你读一点，然后我们就结束。
This is from the Brother Lee from a book called "Messages to the Trainees in the Fall of 1990."
是李弟兄1990年秋季给这个训练学院的这个信息里面摘录下来的。
In chapter 14,
应该是14章和15章。
Perhaps those of us who have tried to practice visiting people with the gospel have been disappointed because we wanted quick results.
那可能我们当中有些已经因着去接触人已经是灰心了，因为我们想要有快的结果。
But we need to labor consistently for 45 weeks out of the year.If we would be consistent and patient to go out once or twice a week for at least 3 hours each time, we will gain 2 as remaining fruit within a year.
但是呢，我们要看到，我们要坚定持续，一年至少出去45周，而且每周至少出去1到2次，每次3个小时。如果我们这样做，我们至少一年可以得2个长存的果子。
We do not expect that much.We should just labor.
我们不需要盼望得太那么多，但是我们就是在那里劳苦。
Expectation is something in the air. Laboring and struggling is real.
设想是空的，但是劳苦和挣扎是真实的。
Whether or not we see the fruit, we should just go out year round. We should dedicate ourselves and give ourselves to the Lord.
我们是否看到这个结果，我们都需要每年都要出去，我们需要奉献我们自己，然后把我们自己交给主。
So this is the burden, that the church has all the time.
这就是教会一直该有的负担。
Everything we do is for this goal in mind.
我们所做的一切都是为着这个目标。
Our campus activities,
我们的校园工作
,GTCA,
教会化真理化
all the Bible distributions,
这个圣经的分发。
It only has one goal in mind.
只是有一个目的目标。
For the increase,
就是为着繁增。
And for the building up of his body.
或者和教会的身体的建造。
Amen.